More protests in Memphis. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. Demonstrators demanding justice for Tyree Nichols, who died earlier this month after being beaten by police.
In video captured on body cam, you see an officer approach Tyree Nichols with their gun drawn and aggressively yank him out of his vehicle as Nichols tells officers he didn't do anything. Officers then throw Nichols to the ground as they hurl profanity-laced commands at the 29-year-old, yelling at him repeatedly to get on the ground and to put his hands behind his back.
Fox's Charles Watson. Yesterday, the Memphis Police Department permanently disbanded the elite unit implicated in the beating. The funeral for Nichols is scheduled for Wednesday. For the first time since collapsing on the football field earlier this month, Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin is speaking out.
Hamlin released a more than five-minute-long video on Instagram Saturday, saying that he waited to speak publicly in order to give himself a chance to process his situation physically, mentally, and spiritually.
What happened to me on Monday Night Football, I feel, is a direct example of God using me as a vessel to share my passion and my love directly from my heart with the entire world.
Hamlin called his parents his anchors and thanked his doctors, fans, teammates, and the rest of the players in the NFL for their support.
Fox's Kevin Yuretsky. Witnesses to a mass shooting in Los Angeles are being interviewed by police. A total of seven people were shot yesterday in Beverly Crest.
Three of those victims were pronounced dead at scene by Los Angeles Fire Department. We can't confirm that those three dead victims were in a parked car in front of that residence.
Sergeant Bruce Borahan, no arrests have been made. America's listening to Fox News.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
A drone attack is being blamed for a large explosion at a defense factory in Iran. That's according to Iranian officials, who say no one was hurt and damage was minimal. It's unclear where the attack originated. Defense officials say three drones were launched and two were shot down. Secretary of State Antony Blinken will sit down with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu tomorrow. Then on Tuesday, he'll be in Ramallah for talks with Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas. Escalating tensions are expected to dominate the discussions.
Police say a Palestinian teenager opened fire, wounding a father and his son. They were both rushed to hospital and are said to be in a stable condition. This follows that deadly attack outside an Israeli synagogue. Seven people shot dead there, amongst them a 70-year-old woman.
Fox's Kitty Logan. Netanyahu has announced a series of punitive steps against the Palestinians, including measures to strengthen Jewish settlements in East Jerusalem and the West Bank. The Biden administration opposes settlement construction. As he works to combat anti-Semitism, Second Gentleman Doug Emhoff, the husband of Vice President Kamala Harris, has been touring Poland and Germany.
Emhoff, visiting the former site of the Auschwitz-Birkenau death camp, said he was deeply moved by the solemn and sad visit, adding he would never forget the emotional visit Friday to the memorial and museum at the site in Poland, where he saw children's shoes and human hair stripped from people before they were killed in the Nazi German camps. Friday was the 78th anniversary of the liberation of the camp in 1945. Emhoff is the first Jewish spouse of either a U.S. president or vice president. He's on a six-day tour of Poland and Germany, meant to further the Biden administration's work combating anti-Semitism and to deepen ties with U.S. partners.
Fox's Ann Carrick. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.